Good evening. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. It's been an interesting day, hasn't it? My goodness. House judiciary proceedings. A hearing to hold a hearing discussing whether or not impeachment proceedings should be brought against the Bush administration. Interesting. You know, it's very interesting in a lot of ways and for a lot of reasons. And I'm sure you know, just like I, that, boy, you know, it's a loaded gun, that's for sure. That's all I got to say. It's like I always say, and I keep saying it, everybody that knows me hears it, we keep showing up to a chess match ready to play checkers. I don't even know where to begin on this because it's such a loaded subject. Do we all recognize, I guess, for starters, that the Congress that is holding these hearings to have hearings, decide whether or not to have hearings, is also an accessory to the Bush administration's crimes? And by the way, no one's more of an expert on that than the gentleman who testified today, Vincent Bugliosi. It's interesting. I mean, do we think about that? Do we really get a handle on that? And so this really gets to the heart of the issue that I've mentioned a few times on the air, which is the fact that when you hear guys like Richard Falk, the UN poster child, as I call him, and other global elitist types, or collectivists, as G. Edward Griffin would call them, when you hear them questioning the official story of 9/11 and the 9/11 Commission report and saying that maybe we should have a new independent investigation, that gets right to the heart of this discussion, as far as I'm concerned. All of this has played into my suspicions all the way up to this point, which are, I could very easily envision a tribunal being held against the American people, so to speak, in the sense that when you go back to Richard N. Haass's Sovereignty and Globalization from 2006, his op-ed piece and globalization, you can look it up actually, go to CFR.org and search for Sovereignty and Globalization, globalization spelled with an S. And in that little op-ed piece that he wrote, you can see very clearly what his opinion of the United States is, and I'll just take an excerpt from it. He says, "Our notion of sovereignty must therefore be conditional, even contractual, rather than absolute. If a state fails to live up to its side of the bargain by sponsoring terrorism, either transferring..." By the way, sponsoring terrorism, I got to tell you, I saw one of my local U.S. representatives, local to the state of Idaho, that is. I looked him in the eye, and I asked him the question, who sponsors terrorism? Guess what his answer was? Terrorism in Afghanistan, specifically, and his answer was us. Interesting, isn't it? You're listening to Road Warrior Radio.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. There we go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen, special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
All right, welcome back to Road Warrior Radio on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. You are tuned in live this Friday, July 25th, 2008. And we're talking about the hearings to have a hearing before Congress, whether or not we'll bring impeachment proceedings against the Bush administration. And as I was saying, it's interesting. You know, it's one of those enigmas wrapped in a riddle, you know, the conundrum, that whole thing. It's interesting. It's the cross and double cross. It's so many things. And what we see happening is across the nation at every level, we are seeing the fabric of our nation being convulsed with all of this explosive and divisive information being brought. You know, there are actually still people who think that the Bush administration has done a good job. And I know it's hard to believe. I think it's down to about a dozen people that still live under a rock or in a closet somewhere that don't realize the magnitude of what's gone on over the last several years of this administration. And no one has made that more clear, more abundantly clear, than Vincent Bugliosi in his book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. And I'd like to get into that clip, actually. If you didn't hear it today, it's very telling. And he only cites one piece of information, so we're going to play that for you. But we'll play a couple of other clips and probably take your calls at the bottom of the hour, 800-313-9443. But it's, you know, I got to tell you, it's real interesting when you get a picture of the fact that the people that are telling the story are telling it to the fox, really, that's guarding the hen house, because this administration had co-conspirators, which is the Congress, that's holding these hearings. Anyway, without further ado, let's. Can you play that clip?
We're pleased to welcome Vincent Bugliosi, who's. Give me the book. Who's the author of several timely books. books. I think this is his latest one, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. And he, of course, is a well-known former Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney, remembered for his prosecution of Charles Manson in 1970. He's still been very active, and we welcome his appearance before the committee today.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I have been told that the rules of this House dictate that although I can quote what President George Bush said, I am forbidden from accusing him of a crime or even any dishonorable conduct, only being allowed to use the words Bush administration or administration officials. This will not make for the best of articulations, but I'll do the best that I can. In my book here, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, I present evidence that proves beyond all reasonable doubt that Bush administration officials took this nation to war in Iraq on a lie, under false pretenses, and therefore under the law. They are guilty of murder for the deaths of over 4,000 young American soldiers who have died so far in Iraq fighting their war. And let's not forget the over 100,000 innocent Iraqi men, women, children, and babies who have died horrible, violent deaths because of this war. I am fully aware that the charge I have just made is a very serious one, but let me say that at this stage of my career, I don't have time for fanciful reveries. I never in a million years would propose a murder prosecution of Bush administration officials if I didn't believe there was more than enough evidence to convict them and that I was standing on strong legal ground. What is some of that evidence? Because of time constraints, I'm only going to mention one piece of evidence today. I have documentary evidence that when George Bush told the nation on the evening of October 7, 2002, that Saddam Hussein was an imminent threat to the security of this country, he was telling millions of unsuspecting Americans the exact opposite of what his own CIA had told administration officials just 6 days earlier in a classified report on October the 1st, that Hussein was not an imminent threat. But it gets worse. On October the 4th, the Bush administration put out an unclassified summary version of the classified report so they could give it to Congress and the American people. And this unclassified version came to be known as the White Paper. And in this White Paper, which I have in front of me, the conclusion of U.S. intelligence that Saddam Hussein was not an imminent threat to the security of this country was completely deleted. Every single one of these all-important words was taken out. So Congress and the American people never saw any of this. Since we are talking about a matter of war and peace, with the safety and lives of millions of human beings at that time hanging in the balance, and with Congress about to vote in 1 week on whether or not it should authorize George Bush to go to war in Iraq, what could possibly be worse? And I repeat, what could possibly be worse and more criminal than the Bush administration deliberately keeping this all-important conclusion from Congress and the American people? The terrible reality is that the Bush administration has gotten away with thousands upon thousands of murders, and we, America, the American people, cannot let them do this. During the question and answer period, if requested, I will give you words from George Bush's own mouth that I believe will prove shocking to most of you folks in this chamber. On December 9, 1998, a previous House Judiciary Committee issued four articles of impeachment against President Bill Clinton for doing something infinitely less significant than what the evidence shows the Bush administration did in this case. Indeed, it is a calumny, a slander of the highest rank to even talk about them in the same breath or on the same page. If a House Judiciary Committee could recommend that President Clinton be impeached for what he did, as they say in the law, a fortiori, all the more so, with all the highly incriminating evidence that I set forth in my book, much of it documentary, you shouldn't have any difficulty making a criminal referral to the Department of Justice to commence a criminal investigation of the Bush administration to determine whether first-degree murder charges should be brought against certain members of this administration. And I hereby strongly urge you to do so. Whether Republican or Democrat, all Americans should be absolutely outraged over what the Bush administration has done. How dare they do what they did? How dare they?
back yet.
So. Look, just take a half minute or so to wrap it up. Directly because of this administration.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you. I'm going to ask the chairman to comment or clear the
room. May I wrap this up right
just
here?
Just a minute, please. I'm asking the chairman a question. Mr. Chairman, a few minutes ago you said you would clear the room if there was an outburst, and I think there has clearly been an outburst. I'll leave it up to your discretion as to.
I'm not going to clear the room, but I would ask the guests here at the hearing to not give any indication of approval or disapproval of any of the statements being made by the witnesses.
Directly because of this administration's war, there are well over 100,000 precious human beings in their cold graves right now as I am talking to you. Speaking metaphorically, I want you to hear, as I do, their cries for justice. I say that it would greatly dishonor those in their graves who paid the ultimate price because of this war were you not to refer this case to the Department of Justice. If we want this nation to become the great nation it once was, widely respected around the world, we can hardly do this if we don't take the first step of bringing those responsible for the war in Iraq to justice. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Our next witness.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Obviously, that clip from cspanjunkie.org, go check it out. That was Vincent Bugliosi, the author of The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. And as I said, no one knows the evidence to bring about that trial that he mentioned better than Mr. Bugliosi, very well documented. And his testimony is clearly impeachable. He uses the evidence, and as I keep saying, finally the fourth branch has done something right. They recorded the evidence. He has compiled it and documented it in his book. And so even though the fourth branch seems to have become the fifth column, they got something right here. Anyway, we'll be right back with more. Stick around. Sorry, little miscommunication there. We're not going to go into break yet, but as you can see, what's interesting about Bugliosi's testimony is the fact that, if anybody knows... Has put out information and knows the truth and has information that would be antagonistic to the Bush administration, it's certainly Bugliosi. So you have to ask yourself, why are these proceedings being held and why did they choose him? We'll talk about that more when we come back. You're listening to Road Warrior Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stick around.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Welcome back to Code Voice Radio. Thanks for tuning in this evening. We're talking about the House Judiciary proceedings today. The hearing to have a hearing, really, is what it is. Are we going to hold impeachment hearings? And come on, we all know it's not going to go anywhere. It's a two-step process. First impeachment, then the Senate has the right to remove the impeached from office. And there's obviously not enough time between now and the alleged exit of the Bush White House, because as we all know, going back to things like Francis Townsend's warning, who was, I believe, the outgoing White House Homeland Security Director or advisor from last year, I forget, which, anyway, before she left, late last year, I want to say, she said that one of her big concerns was the fact that the national elections are a terrorist target. Did you know that? She says they're a target for Al-Qaeda. Interesting. And by the way, who is Al-Qaeda? As I was saying at the beginning of the show, when I confronted our local United States representation, our local federal representation, I suppose you could say, one of them, and I cringe to mention names, but the people that were there know and know who he was. He was the one who said, when I asked him specifically, and who's sponsoring terrorism in Afghanistan, and he said, well, we are, which was very interesting. And I would agree. So, anyway, getting back to this mess that we have here, that we're trying to unravel, and as I said, you know, obviously, the writing's on the wall with the message that people like Francis Townsend have mentioned. So hopefully the Bush administration will exit, the Oval Office as they should. But just in case we're watching, and let's make sure that we're prepared, because again, this is a chess match, not a checkers match. Anyway, unbelievable. As we're watching this unfold, my point in asking, why do you see Vincent Bugliosi there testifying? This is a man who has This is the guy who prosecuted Charles Manson, put him behind bars, has a perfect murder prosecution record. And we're not going to argue the merits and character or anything like that. All we're talking about is the fact that this man has compiled the case, basically. He has the cliff notes of the case, and it's called the prosecution of George W. Bush for murder. Whatever case you want, from murder to war crimes tribunals to impeachment proceedings, it's all of those. So we got to ask ourselves, what in the world is Congress doing with this guy there? Why did they bring him? And again, that's why I look back to what guys like Richard Falk have said, what Richard N. Haas wrote about in his op-ed piece. I don't think enough attention can be given to that. I think we're being set up. Now, if you go back, we'll go back to the most recent and graphic history that we all remember, which is World War II, and the way that Germany's own people, their own wealthy class, which were really not their people because they don't swear an allegiance to anyone, the moneyed aristocracy, as Jefferson would have called them, of Germany, actually sold them down the river. And I believe we're seeing the same plot being fomented against the American people right now. And that's why we're talking about this. Anyway, I want you to hear a little bit of the next piece of testimony that I think is important, and that'll take us into the next issue. The next is Maurice Henchy from New York. Can we play that clip?
Our next member of Congress to testify is our distinguished colleague, Maurice Henchy, who serves as a member of both the Committee on Appropriations, on the Natural Resources Committee, and also serves on the bicameral Joint Economic Committee and a leader in the Progressive Caucus. He's been a long-standing opponent of the war in Iraq, an outspoken advocate for environmental reforms and economic justice. Welcome.
Mr. Chairman, I thank you very much. This has been This has been a very extraordinarily interesting experience, just sitting here listening to you and to the other members of this House Judiciary Committee, which is one of the most significant committees in this Congress, with one of the greatest elements of responsibility, particularly with regard to doing the job which is of such great importance for all of us, which is to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. So I deeply appreciate what you've done here today, Mr. Chairman, and all the members of this committee as well, in being here for this particular purpose, to focus attention on this particular issue. We have a main responsibility, as I've said, to protect and defend that Constitution, to maintain the separation of powers, to ensure that we do not have one aspect of this government which dominates all the rest of it. And particularly, we do not have a president who attempts to dominate all of the lawful activities of our nation and completely dominate all the significant decisions that are made. And we've seen that so clearly in the context of this administration. But I think we've seen it also in the context of corruption and incompetence. And I think that this administration has been dominated throughout by those two words, corruption and incompetence. And that needs to be addressed. We need to be sure that in the future we have a president who understands his obligations and responsibilities and who lives up to those obligations and responsibilities and who works.
Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Welcome back to Road Warrior Radio. And by the way, we're going to open up the phone lines. If you want to call in, feel free. We'll work it around the clips, but we have at least one more clip that we're going to play. I want you to notice something. Now, you heard Maurice Hinchy speak specifically of protecting and defending the Constitution. That is the oath. And by the way, that's the only reason to elect someone. Don't let them fool you. It's not popularity. It's not good looks and charm. It's none of that. It's not change. It's none of that. It's only job performance. It's only will they perform the job that they've been sworn to perform, which is simply to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That document will keep us out of a lot of trouble. But have you noticed how obfuscatory and difficult it seems to be for anybody in Congress or any branch of government, for that matter, to do just that one thing? Very interesting. Anyway, if you listen to Maurice Hinchy's testimony, he mentions protect and defend twice early on. He also mentions maintaining the separation of powers. Interesting, coming from the fox in the hen house. Now, I'm not calling him out specifically. I'm just saying, as these proceedings are being held, keep that in mind. Maintaining the separation of powers. Now, who else is responsible for that? I know we live in a society where the bartender gets thrown in jail because he served somebody too many drinks and the guy went out and drove drunk and killed somebody. I recognize that, but that doesn't make it right. And the problem that we have in Congress is that two wrongs don't make a right, and three wrongs don't make a right, and if you pass 1,000 pages of wrongs a month, it doesn't make it right. Doesn't matter how much you keep trying, it's still wrong. So what you'll get out of Hinchey's testimony later on is this virus of democracy, as I call it. Some call it the hypocrisy of a democracy. And that's not a bad way to put it, actually, because in a small document, you can actually find it on DV.com. You got to put the W's in there, www.devvy.com. Go to DV Kids website, and among all of the other great information, you can grab a PDF copy of Benedict LaRosa's Democracy or Republic, which is it? Which is a brilliant, concise summarization of this discussion, what I'm getting to right now. In Maurice Hinchey's testimony, he mentions protecting and defending twice. He also mentions maintaining separation of powers. Very important. However, why is it that we have to go to democracy after that? Because that's what follows in Hinchey's testimony. We're going to go to Tammy Baldwin, who's a Democrat from Wisconsin. We're going to go to her testimony in a second. The same thing. You see these viruses emerging. My point is, this is a very promulgated situation that we're looking at in the words of Kissinger, and I don't like that word, but only because it makes me think of him and all of the despicable acts that he's been directly and indirectly responsible for. In fact, we need to bring proceedings against that guy as well. But just listen and be attentive to the fact that what you continually see being brought forward is non-choices. Non-choice on the left, non-choice on the right. Where is the choice? It's somewhere off in la-la land. Who knows where it went? And why is that? They always want to come back to the fact that this is a democracy? On the contrary, I agree with the founders. Madison said that democracy is the most vile form of government. John Adams, and he, you know, being the father of the Constitution, we know that there is no mention of the word democracy in our Constitution. So where are they getting this? John Adams said that democracies soon waste and murder themselves. There has never yet been a democracy that did not commit suicide. But personally, my favorite is H.L. Mencken's quote. He said that democracy is the pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. And I tend to agree with that statement. You know, you get a bunch of people together in a room and they think they're smarter just because they've gotten together. And nobody has a clue about what they're discussing. We see that all the time during the election season. Everybody wants to talk, but nobody's saying anything. It's kind of like that old Murphyism. Everyone lies, but it doesn't matter because no one's listening anyway. So I want you to listen to Tammy Baldwin's testimony, which is only a few minutes long, and let's see what arises or emerges out of this. Is there truth in it? Yes. But why does that truth always have to be infected with a lie? Go ahead, please.
Tammy Baldwin is a distinguished member of the committee. She serves on the crime committee, and I recognize the gentlelady from Wisconsin.
Thank you, Chairman Conyers. I ask unanimous consent to submit my full statement for the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
On January 20th, 2009, the next President and Vice President of the United States will stand before the American people and take an oath of office swearing to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. This commitment and obligation is so fundamental to our democracy that our founders prescribed that oath in our Constitution. They also provided for the removal of the President and Vice President for, among other things, high crimes and misdemeanors. Presidents and Vice Presidents do not take that oath in a vacuum. They are informed by the actions and inactions of past presidents and Congresses who establish these precedents for the future. What this Congress does or chooses not to do in furthering the investigation of the serious allegations against this administration, and if just cause is found to hold them accountable, will impact the conduct of future presidents, perhaps for generations. Mr. Chairman, there are those who would say that holding this hearing, examining whether or not the President and Vice President broke the law, is frivolous. I not only reject this, I believe there is no task more important for this Congress than to seriously consider whether our nation's leaders have violated their oath of office. The American public expects no less. It is, after all, their Constitution. No president or Congress has the authority to override that document, whereby we, the people, conferred upon the branches of government limited and defined power and provided for meaningful checks and balances. Over the past several years, serious questions have been raised about the conduct of high-ranking administration officials in relation to some of the most basic elements of our democracy: respect for the rule of law, the principle of checks and balances, and the fundamental freedoms enshrined in the Bill of Rights. In other words, the American people are in doubt as to whether administration officials have fulfilled their oaths of office to preserve, protect, and defend our Constitution. And their concerns are not insignificant. Americans want to know whether our nation's highest-ranking officials broke the law to justify the invasion of Iraq. Many in our nation and around the world wonder whether today the Bush White House is planning to illegally attack Iran. They wonder, too, whether their private conversations are being listened to by government officials unconcerned about restraints placed upon them by the Constitution, whether our nation is holding individuals in secret prisons, denying them even the right to appear before a judge or to be represented by an attorney or to confront their accusers. They wonder who authorized torture and rendition. They wonder whether this administration will forever change what it means to be an American. Yet our efforts on behalf of the American people to hold the White House accountable for numerous credible allegations of abuse were blocked at each step. The list of congressional subpoenas with which administration officials refused to comply is long. Most recently, Karl Rove, the president's senior advisor, defied congressional subpoena to testify on allegations of politicization at the Department of Justice. This administration has soundly rebuffed nearly every attempt to investigate and made true accountability impossible. As we know, the framers of our Constitution called for impeachment only in the case of high crimes and misdemeanors. The standard is purposely set high because we should not impeach for personal or political gain, only to uphold and safeguard our democracy. Sadly, in my judgment, at least two high-ranking administration officials have met that standard. Although the call to impeach is one that I take neither easily nor lightly, I now firmly believe that impeachment hearings are the appropriate and necessary next step. I yield back the remainder of my time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, there you have it. There you have it. That obviously is Tammy Baldwin, the Democrat from Wisconsin. And, you know, I mean, look what you're getting in there. You're getting all kinds of a mishmash of stuff. I'm not speaking specifically against Tammy Baldwin or Maurice Henchy or anyone else for that matter. As Ron Paul has said, this is a contest of ideologies. We got here by degrees. There's no question. It's incumbent upon each one of us to do our homework, figure out what kind of a contest is afoot here. I agree with the words of President John F. Kennedy when he said, "We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means." So let's analyze that clip a little bit. We have protect and defend in there. We have checks and balances several times. But we also see this democracy. It's, where is this coming from? She mentions the founders, this, you know, so fundamental to that oath, that this democracy, what? Wait a second. Maybe we need to do a history lesson for the Congresswoman, because the founders were very clear about this issue of democracy, and none of them had good things to say. In fact, Thomas Paine had this to say in describing the purpose of the Constitutional Convention of 1787. Actually, I'll go to Edmund Randolph's comments. He said the general object was to provide a cure for the evils under which the United States labored, that in tracing these evils to their origin, every man had found it in the turbulence and follies of democracy. That's what we see happening in this country. The fabric of this country is being convulsed by these discussions. And why is that? Again, as I mentioned before, John Adams said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy that did not commit suicide. These are actually, some of these are excerpts from the document that I mentioned, Democracy or Republic, Which Is It? By Benedict LaRosa. Very succinct, very poignant, and very accurate. There is a difference. And what is that difference? Well, it's described. What is a democracy? What is a republic? They're outlined. Republic. Wonderful. Wonderful. Very viable form of government. Democracy. Very volatile, creates social convulsions, and aptly described, I believe, by Thomas Paine's words, government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil, in its worst state, an intolerable one. Now, democracy, according to the founders, was the latter, and definitely not the former. So why a democracy? Actually, in this document also you have why not a democracy, and John Adams summed up what a government of men brings, which is a democracy, government of public opinion. He said, passions are the same in all men under all forms of simple government, and when unchecked, produce the same effects of fraud, violence, and cruelty. When clear prospects are opened before vanity, pride, avarice, or ambition, for their easy gratification, it is hard for the most considerate philosophers and the most conscientious moralists to resist the temptation. Individuals have conquered themselves, nations and large bodies of men never. And that's where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. To further that discussion, everyone remembers Alexander Fraser Tyler's words, Professor, who said, a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover they can vote for themselves largesse of the public treasury, or wonderful, fabulous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidate promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, always to be followed by a dictatorship. Madison, the father of the Constitution, wrote in Federalist Number 10, in a pure democracy, there is nothing to check the inducements to sacrifice the weaker party or an obnoxious individual. Hence, it is that such democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths. Even Plato warned in his Republic that as a rule, tyranny arises from democracy, and the despots say the same thing. When you look at guys like Lenin, Stalin, Marx, all of them, Khrushchev, I mean, you look back at what even despots and tyrants have said, and even the despots and tyrants in our own country for that matter, who have said that we need democracy, we're going to democratize the world. This is exactly what we wind up with. And so that's one thing that obviously is a particular scourge that I see arising out of these hearings. I'm sure you probably heard it too. But another thing that I think we need to be cautious of is the very fact that this proceeding was brought in the first place, and that you have people here. I mean, listen to what they're saying. These are, you know, they go to the fundamental, and yet what will be the purpose of these hearings? Because I guarantee you, just like FDR said, nothing but nothing happens by accident in politics. If it happened, you can guarantee that it happened for a reason. So what do we see shaping up on the landscape here? If you have comments, feel free to call in, and we'll address that in the last segment. 800-313-9443. You're listening to Road Warrior Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back. Stick around.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
There you go.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
All right, welcome back to Road Warrior Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for tuning in. This is the last segment. And as I said, you know, that issue of democracy really gets stuck in my craw because I know, listen, we see non-choices all around us, okay? There are a lot of great progressives out there, and they have a lot of great things to say. I don't deny that at all, but, you know, it's like Reagan said, it doesn't matter how noble and sincere their motives and intentions. If you raise the point of democracy, you fall into a category of select company that is very un-American, quite frankly. And this is not a democratic republic. And, you know, this discussion is much bigger than this. In fact, there's another document that you need to go grab over at the Future of Freedom Foundation. You can grab it over there, which, of course, is the three Fs, Future of Freedom Foundation, 3Fs.org. I don't remember exactly how you get there, but if you go to fff.org/freedom/F as in Frank or freedom, D as in David, 0505, D as in David, .pdf, you'll get that document titled Federated Republic or One Nation. And that's also by Benedict LaRosa. And that's another wonderfully succinct document that outlines the fascist nationalism that's been creeping into this country since actually the turn of the 20th century, which really began to escalate during the Truman administration and throughout the Cold War, of course. You know, this rampant nationalism. And it began, as he points out, in large measure with the Pledge of Allegiance. Most people don't realize, you know, that this pledging of allegiance was something that a bygone generation was nervous about, because as Benedict LaRosa points out, we weren't supposed to be a nation. We were these United States, not the United States. That's a different discussion for a different day. Anyway, the issue of democracy must be studied. Again, like I said, that document, Benedict LaRosa, Democracy or Republic, which is it? Wonderful document, definitely worth looking into. Go check it out. There's a lot more to talk about. How about the crazy nonsense out in Iowa today? 4 people get arrested trying to make a citizen's arrest on Karl Rove. My goodness, speaking of a rogue administration, what in the world is the world coming to? This guy apparently, and of course that was mentioned in Tammy Baldwin's testimony during the judicial, House judiciary proceedings as well. Rove has completely defied the subpoena. My goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, the writing's on the wall. Anyway, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I hope you have a chance to take a break a little bit. I hope you had a chance to get to the Freedom 21 agenda or the meeting, which should be fantastic. God bless. Take care, and we'll catch you on the other side of the weekend. Thanks for listening to the Road Warrior broadcast on Public Broadcasting.
Men, are you urinating more?